memorial funeral service for Samuel Irosebaum E. Agabwa. Samuel Agabwa is a master spiritual consciousness among us. He is now on a voyage in another aspect of this dimension. The wisdom and guidance he shares with us is engraved in our hearts. This immortal being teaches us there is one dimension. Samuel honors us by his presence on our earth dimension for 71 years. He asks nothing from any of us. He knows his role. He stands firm under all circumstances. As friend to king and potentate, he is their honored counselor. He never gives advice, which makes him so precious to each of his friends. He gives wisdom and draws out the genius which is easily found within each of his friends. Because we do not see him, we think he is not with us now. Because Samuel lays down the illusion of his physical body and slides instantly into his awareness of his immortality, makes us think that he is no longer with us. Because Samuel is on a voyage to another aspect of this dimension, we miss him. We can think of Samuel in his experience of settling down to sleep in the evening like unto Richard Bach's Jonathan Livingston Seagull, when the white gulls came to guide him on higher. They came in the evening then, and found Jonathan gliding peaceful and alone through his beloved sky. The two gulls that appeared at his wings were pure as starlight, and the glow from them was gentle and friendly in the high night air. But most lovely of all was the skill with which they flew, their wingtips moving a precise and constant inch from his own. Without a word, Jonathan put them to his test, a test that no gull had ever passed. He twisted his wings, slowed to a single mile per hour above stall. The two radiant birds slowed with him, smoothly locked in position. They knew about slow flying. He folded his wings, rolled, and dropped into a dive to 190 miles per hour. They dropped with him, streaking down in flawless formation. At last, he turned that speed straight up into a long vertical roll. They rolled with him, smiling. He recovered to level flight and was quiet for a time before he spoke. "Very well," he said. "Who are you?" "We're from your flock, Jonathan. We are your brothers." The words were strong and calm. "We've come to take you higher, to take you home." "Home? I have none. Flock, I have none. I'm an outcast. And we fly now at the peak of the great mountain wind. Beyond a few hundred feet, I can lift this old body no higher." "But you can, Jonathan, for you have learned. One school is finished, and the time has come for another to begin." And as it shined on Jonathan across him all of his life, so understanding lighted that moment for Jonathan Seagull. They were right, he could fly higher, and it was time to go home. He gave one last long look across the sky, across that magnificent silver land where he had learned so much. "I'm ready," he said at last. And Jonathan Livingston Seagull rose with two star-bright gulls to disappear into a perfect dark sky. We have an infinite number of ways of coming and going into this earthly dimension, none of which matter, each merely an expression of the ups and downs of human personality and expression. We have come together this day to consider the continuity of life, in this instance the continuity of the life of our beloved friend Samuel. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." His place is found in peace. Let us now enter that place as we meditate and know peace is here. Dr. Samuel and his wife, Professor Reverend Dr. Sibyl Emule Ugwabwa, Agabwe, established God Unlimited University of Healing, Church of Spiritual Illumination at the Villa God Unlimited in Imo State, Nigeria, as a church and teaching wing of the California University of Healing. In a recent letter to the Reverend Dr. Ellen Jeremini, Proctor and Chief Executive Officer of the Church of God Unlimited in Campo, California, USA, Dr. Sam affirms, "I have found that which I have been seeking, God, and I know I am God. I need not seek or search for that which I am, that which I have found in me. I am that which I was seeking. I am God, all of God, the totality of God. I am home in God as God. There is nowhere else to go. I am home to be myself and have fun. I now live the truth I have found and enjoy its fruits in my daily expression. I practice what I believe." Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of Church of God Unlimited and University of Healing, said of Dr. Sam, "Sam, you indeed live what you believe and profess. You are truly one of our great teachers. I am proud of you." And so it is. We have all known Sam and respect and love him. And anyone who has a comment to make is invited to share with us now your remembrance and love of Dr. Sam. And so we ask anyone who has something to say to come up and share their thoughts now. And so it is. And so it will always be.